Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Dürr AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Mr. Dieter, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Heinrich. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's conference call. My colleague, Ralf Heuwing, who is sitting next to me, and I would like to update you or to inform you about the takeover of the HOMAG Group AG, the world leading supplier of wood processing systems and machines. We announced the deal this afternoon directly after the Dürr Supervisory Board had given its approval. I will first explain the key facts to you by means of a short presentation, and after that, we will be happy to take your questions. You can open the presentation on the homepage, if not done yet, on our website and go through it. We would like to start with slide number three and wanted to have first the look of the key details of the takeover. Dürr will acquire 53.7% of the HOMAG shares for around 220 million euro. The vendors are the Deutsche Beteiligungs AG, previously the largest HOMAG shareholder, the Schuler-Klessmann shareholder group, and two other major shareholders. Deutsche Beteiligungs AG is selling all its shares, that means 39.5%, while the Schuler-Klessmann shareholder group, which previously held 25.1%, is divesting itself of 3% to Dürr, and two other shareholders will sell the remaining approximately 11%. The shareholder group Schuler-Klessmann has pooled their voting rights. Dürr will join this voting pool, which will then again represent 25.1% of the HOMAG capital in total. That means that we will effectively control 75.8% of the voting rights of HOMAG for important decisions. A control and or profit and loss transfer agreement is planned to be implemented. The purchase price will be funded entirely from our cash and cash equivalents, which totaled 867 million at the end of March 2014, including the 300 million raised in the latest bond issue at the beginning of April. Our net financial position on the same date was plus 312 million. Dürr will shortly make the HOMAG shareholders a public offer of €26.35 per share. The offer is thus 13.1% above the volume-weighted average Xetra price of the share based on the last 3 months' average. HOMAG will form an own division within the Dürr Group. It will not be tightly integrated, but will continue to operate autonomously under its own brand name. We are planning neither a delisting nor a squeeze-out. The management under CEO Mr. Flick supports Dürr's action. We are in amicable contact with the Schuler family and are confident that the dissonance among the HOMAG shareholders is a thing of the past now, and that since Dürr is on board. On slide number C, you see that we are acquiring a company which shows many similarities with Dürr. HOMAG is a global leader with a 28% market share. 79% of sales are achieved abroad. As a traditional medium-sized company, HOMAG stands for German-made quality and innovativeness as well as solidity. That also applies to its financing and its equity ratio of 33%. HOMAG is working intensively on optimizing its processes and structures. We will back this course of action with our know-how and experience in mechanical and plant engineering we gained over the last 10 years now. HOMAG sales, order intake, earnings and cash flow increased in 2013. The EBIT margin rose to 4.5%, but there is still further potential which we intend to pursue together with the HOMAG management and the approximately 5,400 employees. Apart from North America, where market penetration will be increased, opportunities for profitable growth exist in emerging markets, particularly in China. The demand for automated wood processing systems is rising there because of increasing disposable incomes, more and more of which is being spent on living space and furniture. China is already the biggest market in the world for furniture production, and the need for automation grows there strongly. The next slide, number 5, shows the planned organization structure of Dürr after the takeover. As we have already today the brand Dürr Systems for our paint and assembly systems, application technology and clean tech systems, we also have today the Karl Schenk AG with the measuring and process system division, and in future under their own brand Schenk, and in future we have the brand HOMAG, HOMAG Group AG, with the division wood processing systems. On the next slide you see that then in the whole concept that our four divisions remain unchanged. Internally, HOMAG will act as wood processing systems, and on the right, on this chart, with the sales of 800 million, HOMAG will form the second largest division after paint and final assembly systems in the Dürr Group. Slide 7 and 8 show Dürr's and HOMAG's key figures. Please note that this is a pro forma consolidation which may yet change as a result of extraordinary expenditures, write-downs, or other effects. The financing costs are also not included, though they are manageable. Despite these reservations, the figures are a good indication. As so, in 2013, Dürr and HOMAG would jointly have achieved sales of 3.2 billion and an EBIT margin of 7.5%. After tax, there would have been an annual net profit of 160 million euro. And after the takeover, the combined workforce will total some 13,700 employees. Next slide shows that Dürr's and HOMAG's aggregated total assets are 2.9 billion. Although goodwill is rising in absolute terms, it is nearly unchanged as a proportion of total assets at around 13%. The equity ratio will decline temporarily to somewhat less than 20%, but should increase again by retaining profits. We go to the next slide, which is number 8 or number 9. Number 9. Ladies and gentlemen, in our Dürr Strategy 2017, we clearly indicated that we intend to develop further via acquisitions. Dürr has seen rapid growth recently in its core business with the automotive industry. However, we are reaching the limits of growth here on the market side. We expect to see moderate growth rates of around 5% in the automotive sector over the next few years. We are therefore moving Dürr on and entering new business fields, as we did already in the last years. And you remember the acquisitions we made in filling systems, in balancing, and in particular also in the environmental and energy efficiency business. But let me emphasize, we are not turning our back on the automotive business at all, and we remain fully committed to supporting the automotive industry and will dedicate the necessary resources to it. In parallel with this, however, we are going to use our healthy capital resources to expand the machinery and engineering portfolio of Dürr. And the acquisition of HOMAG is an essential part of this. HOMAG meets all the criteria, which we see on the next slide, of our acquisition strategy. HOMAG sales volume will contribute significantly to Dürr's growth, and the company fits well with our target technological matrix for high-tech machinery and equipment. We are acquiring a world market leader with further development potential, and we can bring to the table such Dürr-specific strengths and our experience in the merchant markets, in implementing efficient processes and structures, and in achieving synergies. Working together with the HOMAG management, we will move the company forward by means of optimizations and create additional value. Building on the initiated measures, we will focus on issues such as the globalization of value added, worldwide cooperation between sites, harmonization of the IT structures, and the expansion of business in the merchant markets. Ladies and gentlemen, the acquisition of HOMAG will enable Dürr to develop strategically, move on to a new level in terms of size, and secure profitable growth in the future. HOMAG will, after deducting financing costs, make a positive earnings contribution from the beginning. We are taking over a company which is on the up, and whose positive development, we intend supporting by means of our expertise. So far, thank you for your attention, and now we are happy to take your questions. Mrs. Heinrich?
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Charles, Commerzbank. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one would be regarding your agreements with the remaining Schuler Klessmann shareholders. Can you give us a bit more color regarding the nature of eventual call options, right of first refusal options that you have? I think you mentioned on the press calls that there are some, but any color, especially on the timeline, if there's a specific date on which you have to make a decision or have a possibility to acquire additional shares from the rest of the pool would be helpful, and also any indication whether the price under this agreement is fixed or depends on the future performance of the asset. Also any comments on whether or not you already have pre-agreed on a certain dividend policy for HOMAG under your ownership, or whether there are any limitations would be helpful. The second question would be regarding synergies. I know it's probably difficult to quantify it, but at least in a qualitative way, could you maybe rank a little bit where you see the biggest synergy potential, whether it's emerging markets, cross-selling, procurement, or process optimization? I think would be very helpful to understand the eventual synergy potential that you see here. The last question, just very briefly, would be regarding your own involvement in the next steps of the integration process. Could you tell us a little bit how much time you intend to spend in the next, say, 2 or 3 months regarding the integration of the assets? Will that be a significant part of your personal time in the next few months, or do you just in the month after closing of the deal, obviously, or do you expect to just take a wait-and-see approach and let the asset run by itself for a while?
Mr. Charles, first of all, we have an agreement with Schuler, with the Schuler pool, that we are able to acquire more shares over time. And we don't want to disclose more details, but also the price level for that is fixed. The Schuler family intends to stay longer in this company and in this pool. But if they would decide one day not to, we would have the opportunity to take over that part. Okay. Voilà. Okay, Ralf Holwinstas is telling me we can disclose that we can take over for €25 anytime in future. Yeah. Synergy, you're totally right. It's difficult to give you today the, let's say, numbers for potential. I would like also to stress this about synergy. We see that synergy is like when you go to Carl Schenck, to our filling or to our EcoClean business and our balancing business, you will not find many synergies to our paint shop and paint robot business. But this, what we see is that we can, by the experience we have made over the last 10 years and how we developed the Dürr company overall, that we see a lot of, let's say, potentials. One you already mentioned, which is purchasing. We have a high purchasing power because we have a huge volume. And there we see in HOMAG, for example, without quantifying it, potential. We see it also in the whole IT infrastructure, which we have in place. They are, from our perspective here, at a point where we have been maybe 2005-06, and we can accelerate that. We can also support it, and we also have maybe better conditions to implement those systems and processes. And also from a technical point of view, because it's basically machines and they are very comparable in the technology, sensors, automation, drives, which is comparable to our business in the measuring process system division and part of the application technology. And here we expect also from the expert that they will find potentials for savings. I would not call that synergies, I would call it potentials for savings. I'm very... thank you for your concerns about my involvement. for sure we will not let things happen there, but the involvement, I think in the next weeks will be first of all not much, because we have to go through the phase of our public offer. When this is finalized, which we expect to be end of September, we will definitely be more involved, and I will take also an activer role there. But this is all under the point that my priority time-wise is first our core business and to be with our customers.
Okay, that's good. Can you comment on whether you have any pre-agreements with the rest of the pool regarding the dividend policy of HOMAG going forward?
Ralf Heubing here. This will be a mandatory dividend at some point, and there's a procedure about that, and no shareholder who is holding on to shares will be treated differently. All shareholders are being treated equally.
Okay, thanks.
But this is after the, what is it called in English?
Control and profit and loss.
That will be, Mr. Schachel, after the control and profit agreement, yeah.
Okay, that's understood. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Dieter Stelter, One Investment. Your line is now open.
Hi, it's Peter Testa from One Investments. I had a couple of questions, please. Firstly, just if you, based upon your due diligence you've conducted on HOMAG, can you give some sort of comment as to whether you concur with current consensus estimates for sales and EBITDA at HOMAG?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously performed a financial, tax, legal, environmental, and commercial due diligence, and we have not found anything that would indicate that the course which the company has communicated to the financial market is not on track. So therefore, we can confirm that.
Okay, thank you. And then can you give also a comment on how you wish to keep the HOMAG management retained? I suppose from what I understand from your comments that you are intending to keep HOMAG as a listed company, so HOMAG would have that as an independent CEO life. But you could talk, please, about the management who have been quite important in turning HOMAG around.
I mean, the management is supporting this action, and they have clearly indicated that. And since we keep the company listed, I think there's no reason to make here, let's say, to speculate about anything. Yeah.
Okay. And the last question is: HOMAG is historically, anyway, inherently been a much more cyclical business than the main Dürr subsidiaries. And I was wondering if, you know, what your view was about the cyclicality of HOMAG, and maybe some thoughts on how you factored this into your price.
Basically, we don't share this so much. When you look at the historical data of HOMAG, you find similarities to the automotive industry in terms of cycle. We had a downturn in 2009. They had it. We had it. Everybody had it. But since 2007 up to today, there was not much in that perspective, maybe in earlier days. But the demand for the product furniture is following the same pattern or the same rule like the demand for cars, in particular the merchant markets where this industry is growing. People want to buy a car, they want to have an apartment, in the apartment they want to have kitchen and furniture, and this is driving the demand. So increase income, increase population with increased income.
Great. Now, thank you very much for the answers.
Thank you. The next question comes from Sven Bayer, UBS. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions from my side. First one being on the expected growth rate in that industry. You mentioned that the organic growth in the car industry is now somewhat limited. What kind of growth do you expect for HOMAG? You mentioned the similarities of the industry, so should we still expect higher growth for HOMAG? How do you see that? And secondly, you mentioned some of the positive aspects you could add in terms of the IT purchasing, so some positive synergies. But how do you control the risk that you have no expertise in the wood processing industry, which I guess is a potential negative synergy? The third question is, in terms of financing of the deal, Are you going to take this money away from your cash position, or how should we model that? Then you would obviously have a very limited financing cost. And then lastly, you mentioned that you had a supervisory board meeting today, so you probably also discussed the Q2 numbers for Dürr. And I was wondering if you could give us some color on that already. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Bayer, the last one was a nice try, but we will not talk about, our second quarter. But you can relax. And the furniture business as a negative synergy, I don't see that at all. And I would like to explain this because it's, I think, important for all of us to understand. When you look today at a balancing machine in the Dürr portfolio and you talk to these people, they have no clue about a paint robot, and the paint robot people have no clue about a balancing machine. We already today have a wide portfolio of machines and equipment. But what is all together, combining them, are things like control software, how to run projects, how to execute projects in emerging markets. This is a synergy, and that's what we see also with HOMAG. HOMAG, forget about this wood industry. HOMAG builds machines. Machines which have components, which you find in our machines as well, which have procedures, which we have proven to have good ones and profitable ones they can learn from. And I think that's the positive and the synergy, what we were looking for. This was also driving us when we invested in the environmental business in these companies. This was driving us when we acquired Acramco or when we acquired Datatechnik, all these companies in the last years. This was the expertise of to build machines, and we don't need wood knowledge because we have 5,400 HOMAG people who have this knowledge, as we have 3,000 people who know paint jobs. Yeah. So this is, and we have also 1,000 people who know balancing machines. So I think there, we should not look from the product, we should look from what we are selling, that machines. That's where we see the synergy. And we are financing it from our cash. That's, I think, was your first question, if I don't miss one.
Yeah, and we already mentioned that.
Yeah, and on the growth, I mean, you said organic growth limited in cars.
Yes. As the car industry, how it's growing, you know, but this is a general number. You can see in China it's growing much more, and we are following that. But in the automotive industry, as we already communicated, we have very high market share, so we can't grow by gaining market shares. Here is a different situation. The industry grows by 3% for the furniture business, to our knowledge. As a global number, if you look into the established markets or the emerging markets, it's different. And it's very clearly what I say. HOMAG has 28% market share worldwide. Why not more? And this is the next potential we see. I think a player like this, a dominant player like this, has deserved to enter into market shares like we have proven to do this in our business here. That's a big potential for us.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So the answer is we can grow more than the market. Should.
Thank you. The next question comes again from Mr. Peter Stelter, One Invest. Your line is now open.
Hi. I was just hoping you might be able to help us understand a bit more on the purchasing opportunity you see at HOMAG. If you looked at, say, similar types of businesses within Dürr, can you give some sort of sense as to what proportion of Dürr is, you know, purchased through third parties versus HOMAG, just so we get some understanding of how you see that as a benchmark?
I can't help you with volumes because I don't have it with me, but I give you that you understand better what we mean with purchasing. If you look at a HOMAG machine and if you look at machines, as I said, in balancing or in other fields we have, you have sensors, which are the same. We can bundle. We have drives, we have guideways, we have electronics, stuff which you need in any machine, whether you build a drilling machine or a balancing machine or a wood processing machine. It's always the same component. Not the same, but similar. In minimum from the same suppliers. And through our purchasing power we have here in our volume, we think we can get to better conditions for the purchasing volume of HOMAG.
Okay. Do you look at the outsource rate of HOMAG in terms of sub-assemblies and so on? Do you see a particular difference versus Dürr where you can help them make a bigger transition there?
HOMAG has definitely an higher value add than Dürr has, and I think that's also partly addressed by the management at HOMAG, and I think we can support that also by in supporting it, not only how to do it, but also that we have done this year successfully to convince all of the people to follow that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, thanks again for the answer.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. There are currently no further questions.
That's perfect, Mrs. Heinrich, because we only have 30 seconds left, which we would like to use to, first of all, thank you, you all for your interest and on a short-term notice to discuss with us this move the Dürr company made. And I can only say that if there are coming up questions up again or remaining questions, please don't hesitate to call Günther Diehlmann and his team here from Investor Relations, and they will answer you what we can answer so far. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.